It doesn't work that way.
But
go on.
If there are more than 1, 2, 3 retrograde planets, does it mean we have so many unfulfilled?
No. It just shows a person who could be more rebellious. More rebellious.
Have 3 planets retrograde.
So you could be very rebellious.
I'm not.
You obey everything that your parents say? Have the dashas come?
Yes.
Very much. When you were young?
Yeah.
No.
Jupiter and Saturn.
And why were you not able? What's your lord of Lagna?
Libra.
Venus. And Venus is retrograde?
No, Venus is retrograde.
Okay. So you said Jupiter is retrograde. Do you have a younger brother? You don't have any younger brother, sisters?
I have a younger sister.
Sister. Okay. Fifth lord is retrograde?
Yes.
Okay. More complication. Okay. Here, when we come to the area of retrogrades, I saw, like you saw, I was just checking in his area. I was seeing the lordship. I was trying to focus on what? The fifth house. As soon as I said Jupiter retrograde, I was trying to focus on the fifth house. What
true.
About children? Huh?
That is true. Strong desire for children and late children, like 4 years after wedding.
Oh, really? Somewhere I told you. Once, somewhere he will show his mark. The retrograde planet has to show its mark. It has to. The point is trying to find out where it is. You have to look slightly more. So that's why when you said, see, Jupiter is retrograde. So first thing I would check up, okay, what's that? Third lord, sixth lord, okay. Then next, it's the Karaka of the fifth house. Where's your fifth lord? How is fifth lord placed? Like that. By step, by working on a chart, step by step, you will have to pinpoint one thing. That one thing. It cannot be everything. Just because Jupiter is retrograde doesn't mean that everything is retrograde. That I eat with my left hand, that I take money with this hand, that I do. Everything is not reverse. That one thing is reverse. That catching that one thing for which the retrogression has occurred is vital.
So if Jupiter is...
Yeah. That is if it is exalted. That is if it is exalted. Yeah. If it is debilitated, it is reverse. It is reverse. If it is debilitated and retrograde, it's like exaltation. Even a beggar will become a king. Somebody born in a very poor family would fight his way up, would topple the king and take it over. And retrograde. It gives you tremendous fighting abilities. You can fight against the government and topple the government. Of course, so many things. Who are supporting you? What sort of argala you are having? Whether you have any army, single-handedly you go and fight the king, they'll shoot you down. Yeah, Robert.
A good example of what you just said was Michael Jordan, a very famous athlete here in America. He has debilitated Mars retrograde in his chart.
Oh my God, that would be one hell of an athlete.
Yeah, he's the most famous athlete in the world.
Yep. You can see that. That's a man who doesn't take die easily. He won't take die easily.
He will.
Oh my God, a warrior of warriors, yeah. Top class athlete. Debilitated planet, retrograde, means what? Even when you are at the rock bottom, you think everything is over. The world thinks, oh, this guy's career is over. He will suddenly rise. You can't understand how it happens. From somewhere those energies will come. It gives that tremendous fighting power. Mars, yeah. Okay, am I being understood? Yeah.
What if this planet which is exalted and retrograde is also in Parivartan? So
maybe definitely. No, definitely it will affect. Total change. When a planet is under Parivartana Yoga, a boy becomes a girl. There's a total change. What you should normally expect is totally reversed.
So
I mean, you are getting into the complications of various. This is not foundation. This is not foundation. Believe me, let's finish foundations, we'll come to this. We have 5 days. Okay. This, we are talking of Parivartanas and Parivartanas. Oh, no, it will go very far. I was talking of the Lokas and we got stuck and we got stuck somewhere. Okay, so let's come back to the Lokas and basic point here is the physical. The physical level, they are visible. You can clearly see that all the planets are in a certain thing at a certain level called the Milky Way. Okay, the Milky Way is the Bhuva Loka. So every day morning, the pious Brahmin in India will say, Om Bhur Bhuvaswaha. That means let Om, that is God, rule over Bhu, this planet, Bhuva, the entire planetary system in between, and Swarga, everything beyond the planetary system. So Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah is a prayer that God should rule over the three material planes. This is an important concept. It's a very important concept because here we are defining two zodiacs. There are two different zodiacs that are used. Without this definition, you cannot define the two zodiacs. Okay. Then comes the 14 spiritual worlds. You can read this. It is there, I think, in the written material that I provided to you all. And I'm leaving the spiritual worlds out now because I'm not getting into them right now. But if you go into it, it's Talas and the Lokas. It's a very interesting thing. I'm more interested in this right now because so that you understand how these Lokas are going to directly work on us. Now, let us look at it like this. Let us say that my world starts on this earth and ends with the solar system. I do not have any way to know also that there is anything beyond the solar system. So, what is the concept of my world? The zodiac? How do I define the zodiac? How would I define such a zodiac? Is this visible to everybody? Okay. Okay, here in this world of mine are the 12 signs, as you can see, the 12 signs. And on the basis of the passage of the sun around the zodiac, I am defining what is called a Vishnu Chakra. First definition of the zodiac is a Vishnu Chakra. This is what we call today in the modern world as the tropical zodiac. This is a very important concept. Often it is argued that this is not part of Hindu astrology, which is wrong. It is very much a part of Hindu astrology. This is the zodiac which is on for which the sun, Surya, is the god. Surya is the god because he is the ruler of the Bhuvaloka. Bhuvaloka means the plane having all these planets in it. All the planets, the Navagraha and Lagna, are in a plane called the Antariksha. I'm sure you would have heard of this. Antariksha. Yeah. The Bhuvaloka. Right. Now, who is the lord of the Bhuvaloka? The sun is the lord of the Bhuvaloka. Right. So, the movement of the sun around the earth, geocentric, is going to define a zodiac for us, which is called the tropical zodiac or the Vishnu Chakra. This zodiac will define the seasons.